Part 2, Chapter 24, Gateway. We take it for granted that film directors are in the game of recycling. Adapting novels is one of the most respectable of movie projects. While a book that calls itself the novelization of a film is considered barbarous. Being a hybrid art as well as a late one, film has always been in a dialogue with other narrative genres. Movies were first seen as an exceptionally potent kind of illusionist theater, the rectangle of the screen corresponding to the proscenium of a stage where appear actors. Starting in the early silent period, plays were regularly turned into films. But filming plays did not encourage the evolution of what truly was distinctive about a movie, the intervention of the camera, its mobility of vision. As a source of plot, character, and dialogue, the novel seemed more suitable. Many early successes of cinema were adaptations of popular novels. Exercise 1. It is said that a music student once approached Mozart and asked him for advice on what he should compose and how he should do it to create something really good. Mozart took a good look at him and said, "You are still young. I think you should start with composing a duet." This young man got upset and told Mozart that he too was still young, and that since he had composed more serious music than duets, why shouldn't he? Mozart replied, "That is true, but I did not go around asking people what to compose. I knew what to do." The point is that many have attempted to create great art, but only a very tiny percentage have become true masters. Exercise 2. When musicians record, their invisibility to listeners removes an important channel of communication. For performers express themselves not only through the sound of their voices or instruments, but with their faces and bodies. In concert, these gestures color the audience's understanding of the music. The violinist Itzhak Perlman, for example, is effective in concert in part because his face registers and reinforces every expressive nuance in the music. Perlman himself once remarked that people only half listen to you when you play. The other half is watching. The visual aspect of performance is especially important for pop musicians. What would pop be without the wriggling and jiggling, the leaping and strutting, the leather and skin, the smoke and fire? It would merely be sound, and so much the poorer for it. Exercise 3. Taking photographs is enjoyable and challenging in all sorts of ways. It's a powerful means of storing memories, showing situations, or expressing views, which does not insist that you be good at words. But don't fall into the trap of thinking you must have the latest, expensive camera to get the most telling shots. What photography demands of you are skills of a different sort that are independent of the technology used to capture the picture. Of these, the most important is the ability to observe. Sharpen up your seeing of surroundings, people, and simple everyday objects in the world around you. Avoid taking these things for granted just because they are familiar. Develop your awareness of the way lighting and viewpoint can transform appearances, and be quick thinking enough to sum up a fast-changing situation by selecting the right moment to shoot. Become skilled in these areas, and you will be a good photographer. Exercise 4. There are many aspects of sustainability, and even if you decide you want to address all of them, the problem is that buildings are complex assemblies of different elements. There will always be a series of factors to balance. For example, if you put a building in a business park in the middle of nowhere, it will be possible to align it perfectly to make the most of the sun and to have windows that open because there will be very little noise. It will not, however, be possible for most users of the building to reach it by public transport or to walk or cycle there. Almost everyone will have to drive. Studies show that the overall carbon footprint of a super green building in such a location will be greater than that of a less than ideal building in a city center well served by public transport.